In terms of separating things, this was a very important innovation, because otherwise, you know, there weren't many other things available at the time. I'm Guido Guidotti. I'm in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Biology. And the professor in whose lab I was Lyman Craig, who was a, as they called it in those days, a natural products chemist. And he was dealing with complex mixtures of antibiotics that microorganisms made. And the question is, how do you separate tyrosidins, bacitracin, all these things, in large enough quantities that you can then get your hands on? And so he naturally, in these things, used a lot of partition between organic and aqueous solvents. And it gave him the idea to say, if you use a separatory funnel, which many chemists use all the time, to more or less separate something into one phase or the other, and sometimes you repeat it three times, because in that case you get more purification. But okay. He said, what if you repeat it 2,000 times, right? And so he set out to build an automatic way to do this. He ended up with a arrangement of tubes, you know, 10 of them hooked together. You take this substance, you separate it, you know, in the first tube, and then you go to the second tube and do it over again, and a new phase comes in. And so it turns out you'll end up something that is more soluble in the upper phase than the lower phase will move faster. Then you find that two things that were originally together will slowly, as you go down, separate out from each other. And now you'll have two substances independent of one another. So then it turns out that the Rockefeller was a very unique place. They had a shop, a machine shop, where they could build these things. And the person who Lyman Craig spoke to in order to help him build this machine, you know, in a larger volume, was Otto Post. And so Otto Post actually built these units of 10 tubes. You can see him on that machine right there, which were held together by clamps, and they all could be assembled, and you could get as many as you wanted or any size you wanted. And so there were countercurrent distribution machines in which the volume of each phase was 10 milliliters, and then there were those that had volumes of 2 or 3 milliliters. I was at the Rockefeller right in the first 60s, and at that time I was involved in his lab with a group of other investigators. I was a student, but there were, assistant professors there who were working, trying to figure out amino acid structure of hemoglobin. At that time, I'd come from medical school, and my interests were in hematology. So this was right up more or less my alley, because I thought I was going to go back and become sort of a hematologist in the hospital. So human hemoglobin is made up of two chains, alpha chains and beta chains. And the question is, how do you separate the alpha chain from the beta chain in large amounts? Well, because these people were in Lyman Craig's thing, the first thing they tried, of course, was countercurrent distribution. By when I got there, they had already discovered that countercurrent distribution would actually separate the alpha and beta chains. And so it would cause two very nice peaks. You could get them out, lyophilize them, do what I said, and then you had, you know, milligram and gram amounts of protein on which one could do stuff. I came here in like 63, and I continued the work for about hemoglobin work. I think we went on for about 10 years or so. This machine has more or less gone out of use. The machine was built first in, I think, late 30s, 40s, okay. And then 50s, 60s was great. And then more or less in the 70s, it started to come down. Because, first of all, everything has become miniaturized, so you need much less material to do analyses. And so this is good to, if you want gram quantities of stuff, not if you need microgram quantities. But, in the past, it was a very important machine. I mean, things that people, you know, had no way of figuring out how to get, you know, separate stuff out. This thing looked like magic. What I thought it was like magic.